For some of you, retirement is right around the corner. For others, it's a bit further away. And this is a time, of course, as you know, of frozen pay, potential changes to retirement contributions. There are certain things all federal employees need to be doing to get ready for the life of retirement, post-work lives. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant, and he joins us now with some tips. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Bottom line, the number one thing we need to know as we get ready for retirement, whether we're 31 or 61.
Well, what we have to know is, as federal employees, is the fact that certain things we have control over and other things we do not. We cannot control what Congress is going to do. Whatever the Deficit Reduction Commission is coming up with, whatever the White House wants, we have no control over that. Congress is going to vote, and it'll become law, and we have no control over that. But what we do have control over is the amount of money that we contribute to our retirement system. That is, I'm talking about the Thrift Savings Plan. For most federal employees who are under the especially those under the FERS retirement system, the bulk of their retirement will be coming from the Thrift Savings Plan. And now employees have control over how much they put into it, how they invest it, and of course they get they benefit from the agency matching, which is a maximum 4%, and even if they don't put any money into it, they're getting the automatic 1% of their gross pay contributions. In other words, if they put in 5% of their pay, in reality they're putting in 10% of their pay, but even that's not enough. Employees have to make a sincere effort to maximize their TSP contributions year in and year out, and this way they cannot complain, well, we don't have enough for retirement, when in fact they had control over it. So that's, to me, the number one way that employees have to make sure that they're doing everything they can to contribute to their retirement. Other things that employees should be doing now, if they owe a deposit for military service, if they owe a deposit for temporary time, if they were in federal service, they pulled out their contributions to FERS or CSRS, and now they return to federal service, they should redeposit those contributions, because in so doing, that will add to their FERS annuity or their CSRS annuity. They have control over that. And I do retirement seminars around the country. I'm shocked by employees who say to me, well, I was thinking about making my deposit for my military service, although I haven't done it yet. So they still can do it, but they owe a lot of interest, but they should do it. Another factor is that I'm shocked by the number of employees who are not maximizing their thrift savings plan year in and year out. They know they would like to do it, but they just can't push themselves to contribute more. Well, with all that's going on in Washington right now, in terms of how much more employees have to contribute to FERS, that they have no control over. But the items I'm talking about, they do have control over, and they have to make every effort to do this. I know it may be tough for many employees to contribute more to the Thrift Savings Plan to make these deposits, which means they're going to have to cut down perhaps on other spending items they have, personal spending items. This is the only way they're going to be able to retire at the time they want, and most important, have enough money once they retire.
Now, Ed, I wanted to ask you about that balance issue, because sometimes financial advisors say, well, yes, you have to do all the things you've been saying, which is put as much as you can toward retirement, but isn't there a balance issue? Because you've got to live now a little bit. So how do people figure out what's the right balance so that they can live a little now and not have a horrible retirement later?
Well, there are two ways, Tom, that you can balance in terms of balancing your budget. I tell people say, well, I just don't have enough money to save. Well, you got two sides of the equation here, the income side and you got the expense side. You have actually control over both. On the income side, if you have to go out and work harder or get maybe additional job, that may be the one solution. The other solution is on the expense side, cut down some of the frivolous spending. People, you know, tend to spend more than they really have. Many people don't have a budget. They don't live by their budget. Well, it's never too late to have a budget. And this way you can keep track of your spending.
And you could also add savings as a line item on the budget too, right?
Well, I tell people, unless you have money left over at the end of the month, you can't save. You got to pay your bills, obviously. So either you cut down the amount of your spending or increase your income in order to have money left over at the end of the month. But you got to have a budget, no doubt about it.
We are talking with Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant. Let me ask you about that, the line item for saving that may not be there because you have to pay your bills first, obviously. A lot of people would lump saving for retirement into that category. You think that's a mistake?
I mean, it's part as part of your expense items?
As part of your savings. Because if you don't have enough money to save, to stick in a savings account, are you going to have enough money to add to your retirement?
You have to pay your bills first, Amy. That's number one. You can't live paycheck to paycheck. You have to pay your bills. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to have a formal budget. Make sure that each month that you're, whatever you have budgeted, you don't go over that budgeted amount. It may mean cutting back a lot. It may mean, for example, not eating out as much. It may mean that you may have to walk to the bank rather than drive to the bank, if it's in walking distance, of course, in order to cut down the cost of gasoline. These are items that are within our control. We have to make sure that we have the means to save. You can't save, you know, there's no sense putting money into savings accounts or to IRAs when, in fact, you're carrying your bills over from one month to the next. It's doing you no good. I want to mention something about the IRAs. I didn't mention that's another thing that federal employees neglect to do.
Yes.
They don't take advantage of the individual retirement accounts that are available to every federal employee, whether it's a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. These are accounts that are going to be used during retirement. And many employees neglect to take advantage of that fact, that they're able to contribute to some type of IRA. That's another savings vehicle here that employees really have to take advantage of.
Now, Ed, there are contractor employees and perhaps future federal employees, we don't know yet, that would be facing a career without a defined pension, defined benefit pension plan, as CSRS and FERS employees have now in the federal system. And so that really puts more pressure on that savings.
That's exactly right. Well, that's no different than most private industry companies do not offer defined benefit plans to their employees. The days of defined benefit plans are just almost almost long gone. They're too expensive. That's one of the reasons the federal government is asking federal employees to contribute more to the FERS retirement system, for the FERS annuity. Right now, they're only putting in 0.8% of their paycheck into FERS, and there's a proposal, I guess, to raise it to 6%. It doesn't surprise me, because the cost of these plans is excessive, and the government, in order to cut down the cost, is going to ask employees to contribute more. Federal employees should be very happy they have that defined benefit plan, because that's in addition to their thrift savings plan. One unique feature about these defined benefit plans is the fact that federal employees don't have to worry about running out of money once they retire, because that FERS annuity will keep going no matter how long they live, which is not the case with the thrift savings plan. So in that sense, you're right. Anybody, you know, future federal employees may not have that benefit where they have that guarantee of the FERS annuity. Of course, federal employees now, under FERS, get Social Security, which is also a guaranteed benefit once
sure.
they start drawing it at age 62 or later, depending
All right.
when they get it. So they do have some backup besides the thrift savings plan. And, of course, again, I think the additional backup, although it's not guaranteed, should be contributing to IRAs. Again, my theme here has been the fact that employees have control over what they're going to get during retirement in terms of contributing now while they're working. And this savings process should start from day one. I tell new employees, when I do new employee seminars, congratulations, you started the rest of your life right now as far as saving for retirement. We're
All
right.
going
to start right now.
We got to get out. I guess the motto could be, take care of your furs so you won't wear rags. Ed Zirndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant. As always, thanks for joining us. Have a great long weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for having me.